And often reproved hardeneth his neck, shall suddenly be destroyed, and that without remedy. We need to read that one more time. He that being often reproved hardeneth his neck, shall suddenly be destroyed, and that without remedy. You may be seated. First of all, if you've got to go to the bathroom, do it now. You say, why would you say that, preacher? Because, first of all, the enemy's got me scattered in my thoughts this morning anyway, but I'm glad one lives in me, amen's greater than that. But anyway, the what God's laid upon my heart, the devil will tell you to get up and go get you a drink of water. The devil will tell you, well, you got to go to the bathroom. Are you with me? Amen. I need every Christian to pray. It may be real short. Amen. Here's what God's laid upon my heart. Amen. Let's read that verse one more time. He that being often reproved. Why are you reading it so much, preacher? I think we need to grasp this verse this morning. Amen. He that being often reproved, hardeneth his neck, shall suddenly be destroyed, and that without remedy. Amen. In other words, I believe that the writer, amen, of this proverb, amen, is telling us to, amen, to those, amen, that God has warned often. He's telling, and he's trying to say, here are some folks that God has warned, amen, often. They've rebelled often. Amen. They're stiff-necked. Amen. They've stiffened up. He said, without remedy. Amen. In other words, this verse is giving a warning. Amen. He that been often reproved hardeneth his neck. In other words, how long do you think, amen, you can get by with some of the things, amen, that you think you're getting by with? Amen. How long do you think, amen, listen, I'll say as numbers already told us, amen, to be sure your sins will find you out. How many know that to be a fact? Amen. You've heard me tell many, many stories, amen, in my youth, amen, in my teenage years of how I thought mama and daddy didn't know certain things. I thought they didn't, amen, wasn't paying attention. And oh, by the way, young people, mama and daddies are not as dumb as you think they are. But let me tell you something. How long do we think, amen, that we, amen, are going to get by with that God keeps warning us and keeps warning us? Amen. That sweet Holy Spirit keeps moving on our heart. Amen. You know what that is. God's already told you what that is. How long you think, amen, that God's going to allow that, amen, before you get caught and for consequences, amen, of all. I mean, why would anybody, listen, I got thinking about this thing, amen, Russian roulette. Anybody knows what Russian roulette is? Raise your hand. Everybody knows what Russian roulette is. Russian roulette, amen, is the practice of loading a bullet into one chamber of a revolver. Amen, spinning that cylinder and then pulling the trigger while pointing the gun at your head. Now, I'm not going to ask if there's been anybody in here that's ever done that. Amen, because I don't want to embarrass you. Why, preacher, that wouldn't embarrass me. It ought to. I know in a life of sin, and I know in a sinful lifestyle, amen, you can get to the point, amen, if you're not careful, the devil will whisper things in your mind, in your ear. He'll whisper things to you, and you say, well, preacher, what is the chances of you dying? You might think, amen, that as the game progresses, your chance of dying increases. The first round, there's 1 in 6 chance, if it's a 6 revolver. All God people say it. Amen, of that bullet being lined up with the barrel. And in the second round, amen, the chance rises to 1 in 5. Amen, all the way to the final 6th round with what? Which is what? Which is 1 in 1 or certain. All God's people said. Why would anybody do that? I mean, why in the world would anybody take, amen, a revolver, amen, pull a bullet in that thing, amen, and then put it to their head and pull the trigger? Why would anybody gamble? Why would anybody chance? Amen. I'm talking about just for a temporary thrill. I mean, listen, people, but you know what? People are doing the same thing spiritually. You say, preacher, I'd never take a revolver. I'd never put a bullet in that chamber, spin that chamber, and put it to my head and pull the trigger. No. Amen. But if you're living in a sinful lifestyle, you're doing that every day of your life. You're taking a chance. I mean, people are gambling with their soul, amen, just for a temporary thrill, amen. They're playing spiritual roulette. And that's the title of the message, amen, brother. Spiritual Russian roulette. I mean, why would you do that? Amen, I'm going to give you a few things this morning. I've tried to give them within 15 minutes. How many say amen to that one? Amen, but I don't know if that'll really work or not. Amen, but why would we do that? Simple thinking this morning. Amen, simple thoughts. Amen, but I believe that we're playing a spiritual roulette, amen, when it comes to our flesh. Amen. We're playing a spiritual roulette when it comes to our flesh. Let me stay right here. Amen, how many saved? Amen. How many saved? Amen. Now, ain't it good to be saved? But I'm going to tell you, that stinking thing you're living in, it ain't saved. Hey, I tell you what, I battle that thing every day of my life. But some people, amen, are playing, amen, spiritual roulette with their flesh. Now somebody said, preacher, I don't know. He said there, amen, in verse number one, he that being often reproved, hardeneth his neck, shall suddenly be destroyed, and that without remedy. Amen, you play with the flesh. Hey, by the way, you play with the flesh, you will lose. There's an old saying, if it feels good, do it. Let me stop right there. Everything that feels good, I don't care how saved you are. I don't care how holy you are. I don't care how close to God you're living. Everything, amen, that you feel is not God. Though, hey, if it feels good, do it. Let me tell you something. Paul said he had to beat, amen, his body into subjection. Let me say amen right there. Preacher, what does that actual mean? Amen. One, amen, writer suggested that mean actually Paul took his fist and had to hit himself, amen, to try to get this flesh, amen, from sinning, from committing sin. But nowadays, man, if you sin, why, God's a forgiving, God's a loving, God's a merciful God. I'll just go ahead and do it, and I'll ask God to forgive me. You're tempting God is what you're doing. Are we playing Russian roulette when it comes to this flesh? Amen. I mean, the indulgement. Amen. I'm talking about feeding our flesh. Amen. There's things, amen, that our eyes should not be watching. There's things that our ears should not be listening to. There's things, amen, that, hey, there's places that if we're not careful, amen, that, hey, our flesh does not need to attend. As we're thinking about this, listen, I'm talking about, if you would think about the indulgement of sin today, and I'm talking about church-going people, I'm talking about, quote, Christian people, amen, hey, that's living in sinful lifestyle, amen, and thinking they're all right, thinking that they're saved. And I mean, by the way, everybody's saved today. Everybody's going to heaven when they die today. Amen. Amen. You go talking to people, everybody's all right. Amen. Don't get on my lifestyle, preacher. Don't tell me how to live my life. I ain't trying to tell you how to live your life. Amen. If I get up here and preach you the word of God, amen, glory to God. You hear something you don't like and it's from God's word, it ain't the preacher you're getting upset with. Amen. Some of you are praying Russian roulette, amen, with your flesh. Some of you better get your flesh under control. Well, I can't quite get that under control. If you get born again, it'll get under control. Oh my, you say, oh, but preacher, I still have problems with the things that I used to do before I got saved. Amen. I didn't say you wouldn't have problems. I'm saying, listen, if you'll get saved, you'll quit. Hey, you'll quit those things. Matter of fact, you won't have to quit them as much as they'll quit you because you're born again. Amen. You're a new creature in Christ. Them old nasty words that used to come out of my mouth don't come out of them no more. Boy, how many bubbles we busted then, amen. Hallelujah, amen. You say, oh, but preacher, we laugh it off and thinking that God is a merciful God. Aren't you thankful God's a merciful God? I'm saying, listen, those old useful lusts, amen. Let me tell you something, amen. Some of us better get our flesh under control. Somebody says, I'm married and I've been married for 30 years or I've been married for 15 years. Amen. I don't care how married you are, you better get your flesh under control. Fornication is sin. Some of you are playing, amen, you're playing a dangerous gambling game, amen, it's called spiritual roulette. Can I get a witness there? You know what some of you are doing? Some of you are doing with your flesh? You're taking that revolver and you're spinning the chamber with one in it. Amen. So I've got it all under control, amen. Hey, I don't care how saved you are. This flesh is weak. This flesh ain't saved. Amen. And you have to beat yourself into subjection. Amen. I have to tell this flesh, no! I ain't doing that. Amen. There's people, amen. I'll just say, the Bible teaches us to flee youthful lust. Amen. All God's people saying? That's when a boy, amen, gets a desire for a girl. I should be honest this morning. For when a girl gets a desire for a boy, and if a boy gets a desire for a boy, you really messed up. Girl gets a desire for a girl, you're full of the demons of hell is what you are. I need help this morning. Amen. Oh, you say, oh, but pray. And by the way, you thinking, if you only knew what you're sending your kids into in these public schools. If you only knew. We can't shelter them from everything. But aren't you glad that we can bring them to the house of God? I'll get to that in just a minute. Amen. They'll know right from wrong. Amen. Your little girl ought to cringe and they ought to run home and tell mama, well, I saw another girl holding another girl's hand walking down the hallway. Well, you say, well, they're just friends. I ain't kissing Alan Jolly. Unless it's a holy kiss. Now, I have had men kiss me, but they were holy men of God kiss me on the cheek. I need help right there. Bible says to greet every man with a holy kiss. Can I get an amen there? Problem is, amen, everybody that kisses ain't holy. And boy, you kiss my wife, you better be holy. Because I'll knock your head off, amen. In Jesus' name. You feel the same way? Start to ask Keith Turner if he felt the same way. If he's listening, he probably does too. Praise the Lord. Amen. Useful lust. We need to, hey, there's a man in the Bible in Judges chapter number 16. Amen. Anybody tell me who that was? Samson. You remember Samson? Amen. He was playing spiritual Russian roulette. Amen. What do you mean, preacher? He took that under the Nazarite law. I mean, listen, he was not to cut his hair. That's where his strength lied. I'm not going to get into all of that. But he was enticed by ungodly women. Now, I say this, you better, and by the way, I said youthful lust, the Bible says to flee from them. Amen. This older lust, you better flee from too. Amen. 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 You say, I've been so married so long, that don't bother me no more. You let the right man come by and it'll bother you. You let the right woman come by and it'll bother you. I need help. I'm talking about playing spiritual roulette. Amen. Bible says, amen, it's a sin for, Paul said it. He said it was, it's not good for a man to touch a woman. Paul must have been put some places in his life. Amen. He knowed what he is saying. Not good for a man to touch a woman. Why would you touch a woman? Well, preacher, boy, it's going to get tough. You better just hang on just a minute. God knows why I need to preach it. Amen. Well, preacher, you ain't going to marry somebody if you don't kiss them first. See, but the problem is kissing leads to a lot of other things. I need your help right there.
Now, Jesus didn't say that. Paul said that. I need help. Said it's not good for a man to touch a woman. But here, old Samson, amen, was enticed by ungodly women. And oh, by the way, they are some ungodly women. There's ungodly married women that flutter. Hey, the Proverbs teaches about them eyelashes, fluttering eyelashes. Amen. I need help. Yeah, glory to God. You better be careful. Hey, man, what are you saying, Brett? I'm talking about allowing. The Bible says that he was a strong man. Samson was a strong man in the Lord and not a strong man physically. Hey, man, he made a lion. He cut the lion. Hey, man, he ran it into pieces. I'm talking about a man, hey, man, that had the power of God on him, but he allowed the flesh. He was allowing the flesh to control his life. I'll say it again, if you allow the flesh to control your life, you will never win. Of course, you know the moral of the story, Delilah got him. Right in her lap. He had no business, amen, laying his head in her bosom. I need help right there. He had no business, amen. Hey, telling where his strength lied, that's just like a woman, amen. Press you, press you, press you. I might have hit the women a little hard there, but the men are in the same boat. Can I get an amen? Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Listen, but Delilah finally got him. I'm talking about feeding the thrill, amen, of that flesh. Amen. Flesh, amen, is sinful. Amen. You better watch your little eyes. Amen. Watch you see. Can I get a witness there? Amen. See, men are enticed by what they see. 9 times out of 10, men's and then women are enticed by what they hear. Better be careful. Amen. Listen, hey, I believe, amen, what has Samson done? Amen. You know what he done? Amen. He spun, amen, the cylinder of that revolver. Amen. With one loaded in the chamber. Amen. When he laid his head in her lap. All God people said. And when he did, guess what happened? Amen. He woke up one morning. Amen. And all his power was gone. I mean, he didn't even know that the power of the Lord had left him. Amen. Amen. Then every step he took, he was taking that gun, that spiritual gun. Amen. Spinning that chamber. Amen. And putting it to his head. All of a sudden, amen, he ended up, amen, down there grinding at the mill with his eyes plucked out. Can I get a witness? His head shaved. All God people said. Oh my. Why? Because he allowed the control of his flesh. He allowed the enemy to control his flesh. No power, no testimony. Some think you're going to get by with it. Anybody watch these programs on television that says, I almost got by with it? Anybody ever watch that? Let me tell you something. You ain't getting by with it. Everybody wake this morning? 15 minutes on the first point, it ain't going to happen. You think you're going to get by with it? Let me tell you something. Playing with his flesh? Yeah, you listen to this preacher, amen? Hey, some think they're going to get. Listen, don't play Russian roulette with your flesh. Amen, get that thing under control. Amen, if you've got a problem with an opposite sex, get away from that opposite sex. Can I get an amen there? Control. Get right with God. One made the comment, well, you don't buy a used car or you don't buy a new car without trying it out first. That's the most sickness statement I've ever heard when it comes to dating. All God people said. Plain this morning. You know why we have AIDS on the rampage? All the sexual transmitted diseases. We ain't shouting it out, are we? We ain't shouting it out. Amen. Listen, I'll tell you another thing. We don't need to play Russian roulette with our family. Some of us are playing Russian roulette with our family. The decisions you make will just not affect you. They affect your family. They affect your kids. You may fool people, but you will never fool God. Hey, I don't want to do anything that would hinder my family or cause my family to stumble. All God people say it. Don't want to do anything in my life that they can look. I don't want to do anything. And I hope I've not in front of my daughter and my son-in-law and them grandbabies. I hope I've never done anything that they can look at Papaw. Amen. And say, hey, he's done something that ain't right, that it's ungodly. Amen. I'm talking about, listen, friend. Hey, Achan. If you remember Achan, amen, in the Word of God. Hey, you know what happened? Amen. Because he was not supposed to take of the Babylonian garment. Amen. Because he was disobeyed and because he rebelled against God. Amen. He took things he shouldn't have took. God told him not to take nothing. Amen. He took it, brought it back to his tent, buried it under his tent, and the whole, hey, they lost the battle at Ai that day. Amen. Why? Because of his rebellion and his disobedience. Then you say, well, what happened? They took him down to one of the valleys. Could you imagine? Could you imagine, amen, what his wife was saying? Where are they taking us, Achan? Where are they taking us? Oh, I don't want to talk about it right now. Where are they taking us, Achan? Why are they taking me and our children? Where are we going? I'll tell you what, honey, I rebelled and I disobeyed and I took what I wasn't supposed to take of. And we're headed down to this valley. I can't remember what the valley was, but anyway, headed down to this valley. You know what happened when they got there? Amen. There he stands alone. His fat wife and kids, amen, watching as they pick up the stones and start stoning Stephen. Moral of the story, they stoned him and his whole family. Amen. His whole family killed him that day. Could you imagine, amen, what they was thinking, what the wife was thinking? Hey, she didn't rebel against God. She wasn't disobedient against God. God can put a curse on your family and it go to generation to generation. All God people say it. Amen. Could you imagine, amen, as they would say, amen, bleeding, amen. I'm talking about that gruesome, brutal death. Amen. Why? Because, amen, Achan disobeyed, rebelled. Let me tell you something. It's important that you are obedient to what God tells you to do. If you're here and you're living a rebellion lifestyle, sinful lifestyle, amen. I'm talking about playing spiritual roulette, amen. With your flesh and with your family. Oh my, preacher, my actions won't affect my family. So boys, I need Christian. You need to pray because God just told me that somebody in here needs this. You say. My actions, preacher, ain't going to hinder what happens to my family. I'm telling you, God's giving you a warning. Amen. He's giving you a warning. Proverbs 17:11 or 11:17 says, an evil man seeketh only rebellion, therefore a cruel messenger will be sent against him, shall be sent against him. Everybody with the preacher? It's going to go pretty fast, amen. Killed his family. Had no idea why they were going to the stoning. Hey, to be stoned. Had no idea. Amen. Listen, right. I'm talking about. And then the Bible says after they stoned them, they burned everything to death. Family dying a horrible death because of whose sin? Because of Achan's sin. You say your actions don't bother this church. If you're a member of this church, your actions hinder this church. I'll just say this morning, amen, and hey, mama, daddy, put the gun down. Hey! Get the gun out of your hand. Your children are looking. Your children are noticing. Your children, amen, are observing what you're doing. They know. And then they're sending back and listening to the preacher preach this morning. Oh, preacher, they ain't listening. They're playing in the floor. They're playing with cars. They're coloring. They're writing. They're hearing more than you think they hear. Thirdly, don't play Russian roulette with your feelings and emotions. We got on that last week a little bit, didn't we? On emotions. Listen, don't be led by your feelings and emotions. Listen, I'm talking about hate, bitterness, unforgiveness. Now, why did I have to say that this morning? Hate, bitterness, unforgiveness. I told you about the analogy, if it feels good, do it. But guess what? If it feels good, you will pay. Whatever you do, and you do it, you will pay. Are you harboring things in your heart that only you and God only know about? Your husband don't know, but I'm talking about those secret things in your heart that husband don't know, wife don't know. I'm talking about that thing, maybe, and by the way, it might be bad intentions, amen, that you got for somebody else. You never get by wishing bad on somebody else. Amen. Hate, bitterness, and unforgiveness. Amen. You know what you're doing? You're playing spiritual Russian roulette. Would you count the piano? Got one more point. It's 10 after. We ain't doing too bad. I want us to stand our feet on this one. Some of us are playing Russian roulette with faith. With our faith. What do you mean, preacher, playing Russian roulette? We got so many people that claim to be a Christian that's living so loosely. That's living so loose. And they're saying, I'm saved. I'm born again. But your lifestyle, the things that you're living, the things that you're doing, the places you're going, I'm talking about the things that you talk about, the things that you listen to, don't add up. And I'm going to tell you something. God's giving a spiritual warning this morning. That some of you need to get the gun out of your hand. Hey, get the bullet out of that chamber. Quit spinning that. Hey, you quit spinning that chamber. Because one day, listen, very soon, if it ain't careful, you know what's going to happen? Hey, man, hey, that bullet's going to chamber up. You're going to pull the trigger. I'm talking spiritually. And you're going to say, oh, no. What have I done? What have I done? I preached a message one time on don't go to Ono. They are a place called Ono. In the Word of God, don't go to Ono. Because you know what happens when you get to Ono? You'll say, oh no. Some of you are pushing this sermon off like, oh, just hurry up and get done, preacher. It's okay. I know I preached to you what God's laid upon my heart this morning. Some of you are playing Russian roulette with your faith. I'm talking about, listen, it ain't a feeling. Hey, being born again ain't a feeling. I'm glad feeling comes along with it. You can't have something big as God get in you and not feel it. But I'm talking about knowing 100% sure. I'm not talking about a doubt in your mind. I'm not talking about, hey, I'd like for every head to be bowed, every eye closed. Now, I'm talking about just me and God looking around. How many know without